Let's not do that.
Have children?
Yeah.
Gail will get on a plane right now.
Just kidding.
Let's go home.
Hey guys, welcome back to the pod. Welcome to Wild Till 9. We're not going to be done the podcast by 9 p.m. tonight. I just realized that. There was this viral, Jeremy's here as well too, before I jump into my next.
Hi, guys.
There was this like viral posted on Instagram that was like these balloons that spelled out the sign, leave by 9. And oh. I've never seen something.
Is that a merch?
More relatable.
Are Could we getting be. A piece of that?
Could be.
Okay.
Merch that says leave by 9 and then also 9 leave by 9 alongside our I'm a fucking delight.
When's that coming?
I think if I talk about it long enough, it'll just manifest into itself.
No, you seem need to send some emails. You need to get it going.
Okay, I'll send some emails.
I think it's a great idea though.
No, it's gonna be great. I'm so excited.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I am. I told you I can only do like one merch strap at a time. I need to put all of my heart and soul and brain cells into one because we don't want a half brain cell merch drop.
No, we don't.
Because I only have one. And so if I have to split 50-50 or 60-40, like no one wants to be on other end of that.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
So we need the full brain cell in motion.
And also I think I get more comments from people that I work with every time we release merch of sorts. Like playfully pointing out that like, oh, you're selling sweatshirts. And I go, I am. And it's only funny if I then come back with, we're doing it quite well too.
Oh, right. And also they're good fucking sweatshirts.
Yeah, of course.
The last crew neck is like one of my favorite shirts ever.
Like, it's hard to make a bad shot glass.
That's true.
Assuming it doesn't leak.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right.
Jeremy the other day was in the middle of a call walking through the kitchen. Like this is not like a foreign thing for you to do where you're like trying to set up your espresso shots. How old were you when you learned it wasn't espresso?
6.
So it wasn't 26 like me?
No.
Okay.
You're not 26, by the way.
No, I meant a couple years ago.
Okay, got it.
So Jeremy was like making his espresso shot and on the phone and you smashed a glass first.
I know, I caught the glass that was broken in my hand while on the phone trying to pretend like I wasn't like, you know, having glass actively enter my skin.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you stubbed your toe on the second round of espresso.
The espresso
onto your, the boiling, the scalding hot.
And that's when I said, you know what? I have to call you back.
Oh, okay, we both were like, if there is a God, they are telling you this is not the drink for you.
I racked up some bad karma.
Maybe that was bad karma coming for you right there.
Do you believe in karma?
I think so. Do you believe in karma?
It's not on me yet. So do you actually believe that? Because that was an answer that I feel like.
I think I do.
Why don't you?
I guess I like haven't seen anything. You know what it is that like if you know what?
No, this is great.
The only reason that makes me not believe in karma is when you know someone who's just like a genuinely like such a good person and like lots of bad shit happens to them. It's like on that side where I'm like, well, fucking karma obviously doesn't exist because this person does not deserve that. When like bad shit happens to good people and when good shit happens to bad people, I'm like, what the fuck? And so in those moments, I'm like, maybe karma doesn't exist.
Well said.
Where do you fall on that?
I believe in it as much as I don't.
Yeah, that's how it feels well too.
Sorry, that kind of one foot in, one out.
If that motivates you to be a good person, then karma is real.
Deal.
Karma is real.
Welcome back to Wild Till 9. Now that we've discussed all the important topics, let's get to the less important topics.
Kentucky. Yee-haw.
I'm not taking you if you're going to make a mockery of Kentucky.
I'm not. I'm so excited. Literally, what didn't I say this morning? I said, babe, 2 sleeps until Kentucky.
You did make a point about that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
So
now that I've had my dress catastrophe all sorted out.
Did you get your new one?
Yeah, I did.
Got it.
So the alterations were $100. The dress was $30.
But to be fair, a good tailor's half the problem, right?
Oh my God, yeah. I'm totally, she was so cute. When I tried it on for like the proper time, like when I was about to leave, she's like, cute, 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 cute. So cute. She's like, so much better.
Is she old?
I think she was Syrian maybe.
Okay,
She was so sweet.
Got it.
I told you the real deal. Photos of grandkids on the wall. She's been probably tailoring and seamstressing many things. Oh, we watched a good movie the other day. The Outfit.
Whoa. Okay.
The Outfit. Remember?
It was a good movie.
It
was good.
I love Dylan O'Brien.
I didn't have a real opinion on it before, but he looks great.
He's someone that I feel like I leave out every time I talk about celebrity crushes. I never think to think of him.
Dylan O'Brien?
Yeah.
Isn't he like 17?
No, I think he's 30.
Okay, 30. Good age. Good age.
Yeah, decent age.
I wouldn't, if I had to leave you with a list of men to, you know, replace me.
I
went off to war and never came back, Dylan O'Brien would not be on my top 600 for you.
Really?
No.
Huh. I forget what show or movie it was where I was like, oh, Dylan O'Brien's cute.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember what show it was because I didn't watch Teen Wolf.
Really?
Yeah. The Maze Runner? Maybe it was The Maze Runner. Yeah, he was cute in The Maze Runner for
sure. Just confirmed. Not gay. But I don't see it.
But Maze...
Now I know.
Dylan O'Brien. No, you're not Dylan O'Brien gay. You're Zac Efron gay.
Zac Efron. Chris Hemsworth.
Chris
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
There's a few.
Yeah.
Not Dylan O'Brien gay. No.
Oh, maybe next time.
Now I know my line.
That's good. Your line. Yeah, anyways, The Elephant was a really cute movie if you're looking for a nice little movie.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was really cute.
But we're headed to Kentucky this week.
Kentucky.
For you to do that. I don't think I think you're going to be surprised at how quaint and normal it is. Slow.
So I put on Instagram being like, hey, I'm going to Lexington, Kentucky soon. Like, is there
super nice?
Anything? No. Okay. So two sides of the spectrum here. So I was like, what should I do? I'm in Kentucky because we've got a full day of nothing before the day of the wedding. And so I feel like also the activities that you're interested in doing this time are probably a little bit different than when you were in college.
Well, also college is out.
Oh, that's right. School's out. Right. So
it's just the people that stay in Lexington during summer.
Which is not that many.
Well, it's not the most get up and do something in your life crowd.
Got it.
Right. Because it's like, I'll just stay back in this city for summer. Everyone else is like, I'm going to go intern in New York. I'm going to go to
Chicago
this.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I was never in Kentucky for summer.
Oh.
Never. And by the way, it's miserably warm.
I know.
So fucking hot.
I know. But it's actually supposed to be okay this week.
Next month would be miserable.
Right.
Miserable.
Right. Humidity not great, but temperature okay. So I posted on Instagram and I was like, going to Lexington. Is there anything I should do? Anything I should see? And two sides of the spectrum. One, and I would say that the responses leaned on this side of the spectrum was like, here's what you should do. You should go home is what you should do.
Productive.
A lot of answers on that side.
Very sweet.
A lot of answers. Some options to go to one of the horse places.
Just say horse places. I'm sure that's
one of the
Keeneland.
I think it was a horse racing thing.
Keeneland.
Maybe.
Did you write these down?
I think I screenshotted them.
Okay.
Anyways, there was that option. And then Michelle Carey responded when she was like, oh my God, Lexington was so cute and quaint. I had a great time. Go to this restaurant. It was one of the best places I've ever eaten. Ask for this person.
Food's great.
And she's like, and you're gonna have a great time. And I was like,
oh
my God.
Why was she in Lexington?
I have no idea. She does those like crazy train to be blank video.
Right.
So maybe she was doing something crazy there. I have no
idea. In Kentucky?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I think Seabiscuit was filmed partially there.
Really?
Yeah, or one of those horse movies. Yeah,
I never watched Seabiscuit.
Okay, all right. You're not much of a horse person, are you?
Not a horse person.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like everyone in their life can vividly remember who the horse girl was in their grade.
It's always a horse girl too, isn't it?
It's always a horse
girl.
It's not a guy.
Horse girl.
Who's your horse girl? Just give me first
Shelby.
Name. Mine was Carly. Shelby and Carly, I hope you are living your fullest horse fulfilled dreams.
I hope not. She was miserable. She was rude. She was mean. Everyone hated her and for good reason.
Sometimes I wonder though if maybe people were mean to the horse girls and it made them bitter.
We hated her before knowing she liked horses.
Okay. So it wasn't the horse thing.
Yeah. Didn't help. But yeah.
Right.
Well, it was
right,
like right. The horses didn't matter. It was the general obsession with said horses.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Got it.
Are there many horses in Canada?
Yes. Haven't you seen a Mountie?
Oh, yes.
Horse police.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Horse police.
Okay. Yeah.
We worked just somewhere in LA that had horse police. And I was like, what the fuck is going on right here?
Really?
It might've been Santa Monica though.
Okay. That's different.
This is a little bit different, but yeah, we have a Canadian Mounties, which sometimes are on.
And just like the horse police just walking up and down by the arena downtown. Just right. Head on down Skid Row.
Wait, actually, no, I think there were horse police one time.
Maybe.
I think there really were. Cause like realistically, like. Downtown traffic is on some bullshit.
It seems like unsafe. Someone would like just walk up and just smack the horse in the ass and then that thing's gone.
I feel like that's maybe you learned that from a movie where like
I witnessed that in real time.
Really?
Yeah.
That I feel like it's Kentucky. Yeah, I was gonna say that's a Kentucky specific experience right there.
No, it was definitely, yeah. It was, I felt bad for the horse and the cop and everybody involved.
Did you see, and I actually don't think this is a TikTok, this is just like a viral moment of the internet, all of those 9-year-olds getting high as shit at school because they got Cheetos. They got weed Cheetos.
And not only did I hear about it, I watched the local segment about this.
My favorite was the one like 8 or 9 year old girl who was like, just the sass that she had in her voice being like, yeah, when I talked to her, she said that there's like, ooh, I put something in these Cheetos. She's like, but then when someone else asked her about it, she changed her answer.
I went up to her and I'm like, what are these? And then she's like, don't tell anyone, but I put something in these. And then my friend went up, she's like, you put something in these? And she's like, no, I didn't. Changing her answer.
I genuinely think that some group of children were probably scheming at the age of 9, which is so sad that it's 9 years old.
Okay, but like you can't
what
just
look?
When you can't just like sprinkle weed crumbs onto things and ingest it. It doesn't make you high. And like that's just like not how it works.
You could.
Yeah, but I don't think you get high from that. Just like sprinkling like literal like the weed crumbs. Like you have to heat
it. Into it?
Yeah, you have to heat it.
I mean, if you eat weed, you're getting high.
If you were to take a bite of just like a chunk of like green weed, you would get high.
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I've always told you have to like heat it, burn it, boil it.
I mean, fact check this. But also on top of that, who would want to, could you even ingest? That'd be disgusting.
Well, I'm just thinking if like some kid was like, ooh, I'm going to fuck up my whole grade. And they like think that they have a ball of weed and they just sprinkle the weed crumbs on it. Like that's how a kid would think. You know what I mean?
You gotta like, I would assume you cooked it in.
I told you I've been surrounded by stoners my entire life. I knew it.
As someone who only eats and drinks weed. I just assume they just sprinkle it in there and call it a day.
Because it has to be boiled, burned, heated, whatever. Because I know a few people who have...
You know stoners.
I know stoners. And you know what? I wonder if maybe I've gravitated towards stoners to balance out the chaos of my life.
Okay.
I'm also snacky.
You're very snacky.
And I'm high strung.
Yeah.
So if I just find snacky, chill people in life...
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it balances out. It's a good mix.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to, you know, start smoking weed at 10, like 10 in the morning anytime soon, but I like that for you.
It's not, no, it's not for me. I need to be surrounded by people. Right.
Like show me your friends, I'll show your future, and they're just stoners.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. But yeah, I had a few friends who made weed butter, and then you cook the weed butter into brownies.
Well, that's dangerous.
And that's how you get fucked up.
I've never been too high from smoking. I have been too high from eating something.
I actually have never ingested like an edible brownie or anything like that. I'm too scared. I've seen too much from the stoner friends.
You'd have like a piece of popcorn and have a heart attack.
Oh my God, 100%. I'd start spiraling.
Yeah.
And that's why like drinking weed is great because you like know exactly. Like I love that we've commercialized drinking weed because you know exactly how many milligrams.
Drinking weed sounds so gross.
It sounds disgusting because you think of just like not delicious lemonade like weed. What we do drink.
But we just drink lemonade and it makes me feel tingly. And then I order all the food. I'm like a stereotypical high. Like I'm not, like when I am not high, very productive.
Yes.
Gets things done.
Yes.
Thinking about things.
Yes.
High, not productive.
No.
Very sleepy.
No.
Just wants to eat things.
Yes. Jeremy had a mint chocolate chip Baskin Robbins milkshake show up last night at about 11 p.m.
Well, that was only because you opened up the freezer and like pulled out these like little like, what is it? These little singers? Single serve?
Whoa.
Ooh, long day.
It's a single serve little frozen yogurt cup.
Right. And so I saw that and I said, I'll just get the equivalent of a large.
Of a Jeremy size.
Right.
Right.
And I remember like I logged onto my DoorDash and it was like 1 minute until you have to like submit your ordering.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So anyways, I need to know, I need the follow-up story on if these children, it was confusing too, because like when they ate the weed sprinkled Cheetos, it had to have been baked into it somehow.
Right.
Because they went to the hospital, like 6 out of 9 of them went to the hospital or something like
really?
That.
Really? From like what, like too much, like poisoning?
Well, they said for stomach aches and dizziness.
You got to eat a lot of weed.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe, I don't know what the T is, but I need a follow up on that in a few weeks or a few days or whatever, because, and also I'd like the follow up to be from the sassy 9 year old that was trying to, that was retelling the story. Do we have her on the pod?
Do we get her on?
Yeah, we should get her on the pod.
Yeah.
One of the girls' name was like Moonlight or something, or Sunlight or Flower Light or something. Lit? No, it was like Moon.
Flower Lit?
Flower Lit. She had one of those names that will never be on a keychain. And I'm just like, oh God, millennials, what have you done?
Right, well, millennials with their children too.
No, it's millennials having children.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Have children?
Yeah.
Gail will get on a plane right
just
now.
Just kidding. See you in a month. It'll be great. It'll be great.
See you in June.
Yeah, no, I think that we'll probably make an entire economy out of dumb shit for children they don't need.
Oh yeah. I mean, we already talked about the snoo a couple weeks ago. Remember the Snoo, the baby Rocky thing?
Right. I think it's a great idea.
That's a great idea. That's
just convenience.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, you don't want to do this? Great. Yeah. Just throw it in there. Motion of the ocean.
Moose would love the Snoo. I know we talked about this, but Moose would love the Snoo.
We should get him. Do we get him a Snoo?
We get him the Snoo.
He would actually probably sit in this room if we got him a Snoo.
He would totally sit in this room if we got him
we
a
used
Snoo.
To actually, you know what it was? The that little hanging chair that completely just atrocious to look at like when we walked in.
Yes.
When I remember what your house looked like when I came here the first time, it was kind of like a millionaire with a jungle gym in the house. That's kind of what it was like with some boho vibes.
Yeah, I was confused.
Yeah.
I was going through a lot of life changes.
You were.
And I was severely confused.
You're confused. Yeah, yeah.
I was confused and I was impulse buying.
Which wildly. Still happens today.
But I'm getting better.
You are.
I'm getting better.
You are.
And like, you got it. Okay, so I've redone my office 400 times.
We all know. Everyone
but
knows.
But have I not used this office more than any other time?
Yes.
Any other rendition?
Yes.
Like, now that I have this office, I don't know what I did without it before.
But I also think you take more calls with people that you'd like to have a put together office for.
But I used to just do that in the DIY room because I have a background set up there.
Yeah.
I think this is the one. This is the one that stays. This is the one that sticks.
I give it till Christmas.
I'm gonna prove everyone wrong.
Lauren, one day you wake up and you go, I was wrong yesterday, although I was right then. I am now wrong and now I want to make it right.
So I saw something on TikTok.
Go on.
This is like a thing I feel like that, I don't know who started this or how it became a little more viral, mm-hmm. but it's always guys. It's always guys for the bachelor party. It's not girls for the bachelorette party. I think also maybe just out of like sheer physical strength uh-huh. is that like a girl and her fiance will be like hanging out, you know, at a restaurant and basically all of his besties roll up in a creepy, like one of those vans you're supposed to say, no, I don't want to go with that van.
Right. There's candy though. Free candy.
Free candy in there. Got it. Yes. And free they slide open the door and they're like fully ski mask and they run and they come kidnap the fiance or the bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they stuff them in the van and steal him off to go for their bachelor weekend.
And then what happens?
Well, I don't actually get to, I think we don't maybe get to see that on TikTok.
Okay, got it. Well, I think it's important that the bachelor not have any fault on him.
Right, I know, that's why, yeah, yeah. So, but the TikTok that I saw, the fiance was in on it. The girl was in on it.
Wait, was that real?
Yeah, I think so.
You think it's real? You think it was staged?
I mean, fuck, everything is fake nowadays. I don't know.
Not everything's fake.
Not everything's fake. Some things are fake.
Some things are fake. A lot of things are fake.
A lot of things are fake.
Regardless.
I want to live in the reality that it was real.
I want to live in a reality where I could tell my fiance, hey, I'm going to go to my bachelor party now. I'll see you in a couple of days. And not have to be whisked away.
Well, no, she was in on it. She was the one taking the video.
Right. But then did I pack? Do I have all my things?
No, you're a particular packer. Right. I think that would not be suited for you.
Like some dude I feel like could roll through 3 days in the same-ish outfit and figure it out.
I went to the Philippines with a guy there was a group of us as a work trip to the Philippines. And one of the guys like on like the work team, I'm not kidding. We were there for, I think it had to have been 7 days, maybe 8 days. He brought one backpack, 7 pairs of underwear and like a couple shirts, couple pants. Maybe you know what? I'm not even confident to say that there was an equal amount of socks and underwear to the number of days that we were there. It was insane. Like I know there's like, you know, people can pack lightly, but it was truly fucked. It was fucked. He was one of those people that's like, I don't sweat. My sweat smells good. I don't sweat.
What a dickhead.
I know.
I hate him.
I know. So
can't stand that.
It was like, okay, so you probably have a toothbrush. No hairbrush. Definitely no hairbrush.
I'm only mad because I'm jealous.
We're just not meant to be that person.
No. And no. But also just no what ifs. I guess you just get it there if there was an issue.
I mean, I feel like the biggest joke right now, not right now, but like one of those common jokes on TikTok is like, I have never shit my pants in my life, but like obviously when I go on vacation, I need to prepare to shit my pants 3 times a day and bring 18 pairs of underwear.
Right. That just makes sense.
For 4 days, because that is the logical thing to do, just in case, you never know.
Is that what I bring up that you have pointed out before we started dating, I think every one of your boyfriends has shit their pants and then it just happens all the time. And I'm like, I don't actually think that's the thing.
You've never shit your pants?
I mean, I was a child. But no, you don't need to like come run me underwear at 30 years old.
You know what?
Because I was out on my own. I just shit myself at lunch.
I think that you'd be shocked at how many people have shit themselves. I too have never shit my pants. But I was on a podcast once and they were like, in 3 words, tell me your most recent pant shitting story. And it was like,
and it wasn't like a, like,
it was like their comment.
Figuratively.
You mean no. It was like, actually. And it was like, I've never shit my pants and I'm so sorry that I'm not making this segment very fun for you. But it was her recurring segment on her podcast. It was like the closing question, the closing game for the podcast.
Like, this is like, a winner for her.
For every
Everyone obviously has done this.
Yeah. Like one of our friends, when we were golfing, she told me the last time she shit her pants.
You were golfing?
No. While we were golfing, she told me the story of when she shit her pants.
Got it. Yeah.
I think it was actually golfing related, and that's how it came up.
Golfing related?
Golfing related.
Got it. Like 17, almost done.
No, it was college.
Oh, no, I was saying hole 17.
Oh, hole 17.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Sorry. Golfing. Yeah, golfing.
I'm on golf TikTok now.
Yeah. So Jeremy's on golf talk. I love that for you.
Yeah. I send all of my impressive videos to my friends that play golf, and they tell me why it's not impressive. And I go, okay, cool.
Our good friend Crypto Craig is currently in the hospital because he fucked up his back golfing. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what 35 is.
Oh, he is 35, isn't it?
Yeah, he's 35.
That's middle-aged, basically.
That's basically middle-aged.
Yeah, it's all downhill
from there. It's basically middle-aged.
No.
He has to get surgery, he thinks.
No. Really?
Straight up. You would not believe the drugs that this man got prescribed. Oh, my God.
Okay, that has nothing to do with that. That's just a good salesperson.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But he has to go see, I think, a surgeon, a specialist surgeon.
Really? For a golf-related injury?
That's what 35 looks like.
For golf as a hobby-related injury?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, I know.
See, this is why I don't do skiing or snowboarding. I know I would just go directly into a tree or just break everything. And then just like, I would need you to wipe my ass for like 2 years. And I know that you wouldn't do it. We would not be single.
Yeah. We could get a bidet though. That would save the relationship.
A bidet?
A bidet.
Okay.
I just, do a little squirty squirt up the buddy buddy.
One more time?
A little squirty squirt up the buddy buddy.
What is this?
This is the
This is not handled with care.
What?
It's not handled with care.
No, the nozzle. It's not just like one straight.
I noticed that there was a communal bidet at F1. A communal.
I'm sorry.
It was a hose.
What do you mean?
By the toilet that.
Hang on. In a public space? In your Airbnb?
In a public space.
I'm sorry. I need you to provide more context here.
Listen. There was a hose next to the toilet.
Yes.
I didn't want to pick it up or use it to see if it actually was a hose, but it was wet underneath the hose where it was dripping.
In what bathroom?
A very nice bathroom. Like a very nice bathroom.
Well, I feel like in history, it's the rich people that have bidets, right?
In history?
In history?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say in the old days.
Is that like an indicator?
of
generational wealth?
Yeah. I feel like it's the bidet that's actually separate from the toilet, which I've always like thought was really confusing because you have to do like the
separate.
Little waddle.
It was separate.
Okay. Then I bet it was. Like, it kind of looks like a water fountain, right?
No, it was a hose.
What do you mean a hose? It look like a garden hose?
Yes,
what do you mean?
With a little handle at the top of it.
Like how you'd water plants.
Yes.
Except for watering your asshole.
Let's move on. Yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. So although you did not get married.
Yes.
You did have a bachelor party though, right?
I did. I did have a bachelor party.
Was it a bachelor? were you a bachelor or were you
I was a bachelor.
You were a literal bachelor.
Yeah, which by the way, I can't recommend enough to everyone.
I just want to say this is kind of a fucked up name. For you to have your bachelor, because that means you're single. Like bachelor means that you're single.
Well, technically I think before you're married, it's like your last time before you're married, right?
Last time to do what, bitch?
Community service, check in with all my loved ones, make sure that all of my whites are folded and put in with them by the color. Yeah, no, I think that you should have a bachelor party that is within reason.
And?
But definitely with strippers.
Okay.
Like I'll be so mad if I find out that your bachelor party was as lame as I think it might be. Bachelorette.
I mean, we just talked about the Magic Mike show the other day.
I mean, question. So as someone who has not had a bachelorette party.
Yes.
Right? What would you want in this bachelorette party that you have not had?
I don't know. I can't decide.
Okay.
Because like there's one option where it could just be like, I mean, depending, I guess, on like what time of the year it is and like-
More just, just high level.
Okay. So like I'm split between-
Penis, no penis.
Penis but covered?
That's not penis.
No one, we talked about this too in the stripper episode. no one wants to see just like a fucking foreign flopping penis.
By the way, I know. That's why I want them flying everywhere a week before we do get married so that you go, okay, I've had enough of that.
No, I don't want any of that.
Think about it.
I don't want any of that.
None of it?
No. Why would I want? I don't know. Just like, I told you, it's about like the muscles on the show and like the dancing and the athleticism. It's about that. It's not about the flying penises.
Ooh, boring.
No, this is like, I'm not, no one's interested in this.
Well, to be fair, I don't know who is this, but my God.
No one is interested in this.
So you don't want any, so what are you going to do? Just going to go out to just sip Mai Tais by the beach?
That's an option. No, I'm saying strippers are fine. Strippers are fun.
Okay.
I just don't want a naked ween.
I feel like strippers in a private scenario with a dude gets way dirtier than what we saw at the strip club.
Oh yeah, that's why I don't want that. That would make me uncomfortable.
So where are you gonna go? Gonna go out and find a strip club with dudes at the club?
I don't know. I hadn't even thought about this.
Well, if you're gonna ask me, I need you to answer these questions.
We've already done this.
I know.
We've already done
this. That's what I'm trying to guide you here.
I don't know. I can't decide. I'd want like a one solid party night, I think, that maybe had strippers involved. But then the other, like, it was four nights. Okay. That seems long. Jesus. Three nights. Yeah, that's too long. Three nights. One night of like party, and then the other two nights more like chill, drink by the pool with friends type of thing.
Okay. So like any other night ever.
Yeah, but like one, I would rather, we said this about Coachella too, is that I'd rather just like do one night really, really well. And uh-huh. Like you can, it's like you're there for a good time, not a long time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Where now it's you sound like a dude. Go ahead.
We have a good time, not a long time. But it's like, if you know you have to go out for three nights consecutively.
I think
three
is too much for you.
Even two nights, like you have to pace yourself. Cause I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to drink that much tonight because I don't want to feel like shit. So you have to go out tomorrow. Right. Where I'd rather just, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
I would want you to go one step beyond what you thought your comfort level would be. So that way you go, oh, actually that wasn't so bad either.
Like a naked penis?
Whatever that needs to be.
I just, there's nothing like fun about it. Like a naked penis.
I've had one for years. I don't think it's that fun either. But the point is, I would want you to be able to have one if you thought it was fun.
I just, I don't think it's for me.
Okay.
I don't think it's for me.
I'm going to still champion this idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's.
You're like, get a knock. Jeremy sent six dudes and with the only mandate is we have to get fully naked.
Is that we are full nude strippers.
We actually can't put clothes on.
Yeah.
So.
And like, I think that it would be also so much more fun if you had single friends, because then you get to, you know what I mean? Like you get to watch them be able to do things that like you wouldn't feel comfortable doing.
Ah, there we go.
You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
Because like if you're in a room with girls who have husbands, fiancés, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever it might be, like everyone just consecutively is like, not like feeling weird, but like they can't partake.
Right.
Where it's like, if you had a few single friends, everyone gets to like cheer them on.
Got it. What was that? Cheer
them on.
Like you're like 65 already. Just like, yay, wieners. Yay, wieners. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, that's how I feel, I think.
Okay. Same.
Yeah.
No, I think that the-
What a fucked name. I can't believe I didn't like realize like how kind of fucked up the name Bachelor Party is.
But Bachelorette Party.
Yeah, no, the whole thing. The whole thing is like-
What do you want it to be called?
I don't know.
Nearly married party?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yes.
That's not fun.
I saw someone on Instagram the other day that was talking about how
Instagram.
They're I know.
It's paid promo?
Yes, basically. About how they had their bachelorette party and their only rule for other friends that they couldn't get like penis shaped accessories. They were in kind of a nice part of Mexico. So like I do see a little bit of like the mental process of making that decision.
I want dick cookies everywhere.
I think that that's so fun.
Or dick earrings.
I want dick straws. Dick
necklaces.
Yeah, exactly.
Dicks, okay. Well, that's a little much for me, but okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Well, that's
actually, I want to take dick it back. Straws. My bachelor party, I want dick straws. Every dude, dick straws.
I love that for your bachelor party.
Will you make
party.
Them?
Will I make you a dick straw?
You source them?
I will source them. Great. That feels like an Amazon next day delivery.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we'd be shocked just how many options there are for dick straws.
You know what I bought on Amazon today that is truly just a genius product?
What did you buy on Amazon?
Oh my God. I forget where I saw this, but I don't know what like connected the two things that I was like, I might need this for the Kentucky trip, is that you can get these like stiletto heel add-on thingies that make it so you don't poke through grass. They're just like clear or crystal or black or whatever. And like, they're like this little nub, basically like think about how you put them on the, like a tennis ball on the mm-hmm. bottom of chairs.
40 years ago, you would have been the number one shopper on like all of those like 8 p.m. just like,
oh my God,
Billy Mays here.
Are you kidding me?
Just yeah, that would have been
100%.
You love a product.
I love a product. Slap yeah. Chop, like stuff like that. Hell yeah.
What shop?
Slap Chop.
Huh?
You're fucking kidding me right now. You don't know about the Slap Chop to cut things up?
No.
Oh my, that's like,
yeah, bah, got you. Bah, yeah. Bah.
It's like the most like satisfying thing ever to look at the Slap Chop.
Does the Slap Chop still exist, I wonder?
I'm sure they've sold so many. Can we get a count on how many Slap Chops have been sold across the world?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I see it. Oh, so fun.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It was a guy, he did a really good job at selling the Slap Chop, too. Like, he made it look so enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how many Slap Chops.
I wonder where all those guys are now. Yeah, as seen on TV.
As seen on TV. Oh, my God. We, in my mall, in my small little ass hometown, had a store.
Called As Seen on TV.
As Seen on TV, and it was all just, like, those dumb products. Oh, my God, I was in there all the time.
Dumb?
Some dumb.
Some dumb.
Some dumb.
Definitely dumb.
Some life-changing.
Yeah.
Some absolutely.
You know, QVC still exists.
That's what the one Shark Tank lady—
Lori Grenier.
Owns, right?
She's not owned QVC. QVC.
What does she do for QVC?
That's like one of her like distribution channels.
Oh, yeah. She just like dominates QVC.
Right. Donna loves QVC.
Donna and I have that in common.
Donna, yeah. You have a couple things in common. A couple things not, but a couple things in common.
couple things not in common, but a couple things in common.
Did you want to tell the story?
So
we were talking about earlier.
Okay, but let me tell the story first that like initiated this. So
I like how you're providing context. Like, well, okay. So.
No. So what I was going to say is that we both saw this TikTok today that there's this new restaurant opening, I think in November in Dubai at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Dubai, which we're going to get into in a second. But it, the TikTok coined it as one of the most expensive restaurants in the world, but it's like one of those places that's so expensive that doesn't have prices.
Ah.
So I feel like they were just showing how bougie the experience was. Like,
or could be
right. Alluding to that it was going to be really expensive. So like, I'm sure it's not the most expensive, but anyways, it's 10 courses for up to 12 people. And I originally thought that they were just like in a beautiful setting, but it's actually just like blank walls that they project all this crazy stuff onto, and they have performances and music, and it's experience for every course that you have. They match the experience on the walls. So wild.
Are we going?
We can't afford that.
Right. Okay, got it.
I would hold myself out though on social media if they wanted to. You know what? You could half enjoy this, but like, I feel like I'm not someone who appreciates weird small servings of food. I'm just not someone like that should be. It's wasted on me.
It is a bit wasted on you.
Like,
yeah,
I want a chicken nugget.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's wasted on me. Like, I would love to be there for the experience of like seeing everything, like the experiential portion of it, but like the little mini.
I think we can ask them, hey, like, love the whole restaurant.
Can you
thing,
just bring,
but if you could just
a chicken nugget from every part of the world.
Yeah.
As these 10 courses, a chicken nugget and a specific type of potato, like it could be a fry, a hash brown, a tot, a baked potato, a double baked potato, twice loaded or whatever.
Loaded, yeah.
Yeah, loaded baked potato. Like, it's so it's just, I want to do those things.
So we're not
just
doing that.
No, we're just not going to do that.
Okay.
But stuff was like coming down. It was like, it was bringing down like portions of food and like terrariums and crazy stuff.
Terrariums?
Yeah, terrariums, like the little glass thing. And then there's also a VR portion where they were eating in VR.
How many people could they possibly get through in a night? It must be expensive because they can get 12 customers through.
Right.
Right.
100%. So are you taking me to Dubai?
We'll see.
Are you taking me to Qatar?
Maybe.
Why are we going to Qatar?
Well, World Cup. World Cup would be cool.
World Cup is cool. And that is soccer.
Yes.
Got it.
Nailed it.
That was a statement, not a question.
Yeah.
That was a statement.
Very cultured.
Not a question.
yeah, World Cup would be cool. Qatar seems very far away. I think it'll cost us about $40,000 to get there.
I was actually looking at tickets today. So for Emirates to fly from LAX to Dubai is about $20,000.
Business class?
First class.
Okay, how about business class?
Oh, wait, you don't want to? I feel like I know how much money of points I have on my Amex, and I would be willing.
I'm not spending every single point that we have on my Amex for a ticket to Dubai when business class is $5,000.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. Or six, five or six.
Anyway, we'll look into it. But like those Emirates, like plane pod tours are so
insane.
I'll
do it if we can join the Maha.
On your card or mine?
we would pool some points.
I'll think about it. But there, you like
that was the closest thing to prostitution you've ever come. Wait, hold on. Is it on your card or my card? Like, that's how far you
went. There is a price for almost everything.
There is a price for everything.
There is a price for everything. Exactly.
And is that on the table? Because if that's on the table, we'll use some points.
You know, let me look at which pod we might have, because okay. There's a few different ones. There's some where they like your beds can join together as two beds, which is so fun.
Right.
You would be screaming at me the entire time.
You'd be on my side the whole time.
100%. But it's so cute. They're right. So fun.
And you have a shower.
Has a whole little shower. I think that's like a shower for like certain sections.
Right. If it's first class, you're getting a shower.
I don't even know if I'd want a shower.
No, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
Super good.
But also, like the novelty like, of like knowing that you
in
could
a shower, like I would be the guy that like broke my elbow on the way there.
Yeah.
Trying to like scrub myself 3 hours before we land.
Or like you'd be the one with like the door kind of opens up and then you fall out just naked with like suds on you into the aisle.
Be great for the pod.
Would be great for the pod.
Yeah.
That's a business expense right there.
Yeah.
That's a whole business expense.
Kind of. Yeah. No, but I think we should go.
I would love to go.
Yeah.
I think we should go. That'll be the farthest flight I think we ever do, right?
Doha? It's gotta be.
Let me see. LAX to Doha, how many hours? Take a guess. What do you think it is?
15 and a half hours.
15 and a half. Oh. Yeah. 15:50. You know what? Actually, that might not be different than Australia.
Australia was less. It was like 14.
Was it 14?
Yeah.
God. There's a point though, like after I feel like 8 or 9 hours, maybe after 10 hours, where you're just like, I'm on this plane forever. And like, I'm not thinking about how much time is left.
I could just think about the amount of alcohol that it would require for me to like pass out 3 times.
Yeah.
To wake up and not feel like it was like a marathon.
I forget where I went where I slept like a baby.
All the time. And I'm over here going, okay, all right, great.
No, that's not true. There was one flight though where I slept really well for like 9 hours. I also took a small sedative and then also had a drink with that sedative.
Ah, okay.
Which is exactly what the bottle says you should be doing.
Right. Yeah. It says, hey, these go best with a little bit of liquor.
These go really good together with like a little mimosa.
I just wish the like labels were a little more honest. Like it wasn't like never mix. It's like, don't mix a lot.
Oh my God, yeah. I feel like I've always had a really good doctor who like tells you like what you can and can't actually mix.
Right.
Because like antibiotics, you're not supposed to mix, but like, could you mix antibiotics?
I think you should not mix if you want it to actually work.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, you might get so many bucks.
Okay, all right. Point is, I think a little bit of your little sedative and a little wine go great together.
I think so, too.
Right.
I think so, too. Yeah, but I can't remember what the last flight was that I knocked out for, like, 9 hours. And I woke up and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this has thrown off my entire plan. Like, I was supposed to watch this many movies, finish this book, like, watch this many episodes of Drag Race. You know what I mean? Like, it threw off my routine that I had planned out in my schedule.
For you had a Drag Race schedule?
I just had a general itinerary for I had my 16 hours or 14 hours it was planned out. And I was like, oh my God, this threw off everything.
Did you want to get to the part of the story with Mandarin Oriental that my mother popped into?
Right. So when Jeremy and I started dating, and this is how the story like sometimes comes up.
I think it's the funniest
from time to time.
It's the funniest thing
ever. It's the funniest fucking story ever. So when Jeremy and I started dating, how did you break the news to her that I was Asian?
Mom, dating an Asian girl.
Right. And her response was.
Or maybe I showed her a picture of you. I don't think I would have said you're an Asian.
Yeah, I was going to say, that feels weird.
I think I probably showed her a picture of
right,
you.
Right, right.
And then she probably asked where you're from.
You think?
And I said Canada. Uh-huh. And that was not the answer she was looking for. and then after Canada, she's like, right, but.
But like, where was she born?
And I was like, Ontario.
Canada, and then, still Canada.
And then I think eventually got back to the fact that you were Japanese.
Uh-huh.
And then.
Donna with
in full confidence, thrilled about this idea,
drops Oriental girls are so pretty.
And I said, let's have a seat. It's time for us to talk about the O word.
The big O, big O word.
Times you can use that word every other
pertaining
time.
Pertaining to rugs. Pertaining to the Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
Right. The Mandarin.
And maybe that's about it.
Right. And I wouldn't say that she learned her lesson that day, but we got one step closer.
I have never been called Oriental in my life.
Well, not to your face.
Not to my face.
Right.
And
to be fair, she actually didn't say anything about you. She was just making a blind statement, a blanket statement.
Oh my God, imagine she had said like, she's so pretty for an Oriental girl.
Right.
It could have been worse.
She didn't say that.
Yeah, she didn't. No, she didn't say that.
Yeah.
She 100% didn't say that.
Right.
She could have, but she didn't.
I would like to know in the comments how many other people's parents would make a similar statement?
It's just like one of those words that becomes inappropriate as the times move forward.
What do you think we're going to be called out for that we say now completely freely?
I mean, there's so many words already that like we like, okay, we.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, go ahead.
Like we.
Navigate away.
In high school.
Oh.
I mean, in high school. So that would have been like over 10 years ago now because we old.
Okay.
Oh my God, even more than, oh my God. If I graduated high school in 2011. Oh my God, ew, yeah. Old. So like 13, 14 years ago.
We had a different dialect.
Like it was, and the things that we said then are 100% not okay.
Yeah, but I don't think they were that okay then either. We just weren't aware that they weren't okay.
Just didn't know.
I think that like some of the things that like baby boomers say, they just thought that was okay to begin with.
Right.
Right.
No, but like a lot of the words like I didn't know were offensive.
Right. I think I was genuinely or generally aware of like, yeah, I probably shouldn't say that. We say it anyway. But like, right. And then one day you're like, okay, we're not going to say
that. We're not going to say that. Exactly. Right. You know, I think a lot of them, I just genuinely had no idea.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You're just also like a human who doesn't really have any vindictive qualities outside of the fact that like, well, I didn't know it was wildly offensive.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, no, I definitely was not trying to be offensive.
You'd be so woefully uncomfortable insulting someone on purpose unless you actually disliked them.
Oh my God. Yeah. Even if I disliked them, it depending on how much I dislike, there's a few choice people that I could wildly insult to their face in full confidence. 100%.
You want to go about like, just list them off now?
You know, today's maybe the 100th episode. That'll be our celebration.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
The roast of everyone Lord DIY hates. Great. Which is really not that long of a list of people.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe. There's just a few choice picks on
there. I feel like my list used to be longer and yours is getting longer and mine's getting shorter.
I wouldn't say mine's getting longer. I would say the list of people that I spend time thinking about and not acting, like the people, the list of acquaintances who I used to like do things for and try to appease, like that list has gotten much smaller.
Right.
So I feel like pre-pandemic, I was just like such a people pleaser. And I still am a people pleaser. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, nothing has changed there. But I feel like I aim to please less people now.
Every single fight that Lauren gets into, not even fight, every single tizzy, every single small altercation, every single disagreement mm-hmm. like requires a 4-day lead up and coaching to get to the point where it happens. And then I go, okay, you give the talk? How did it go? We went really well. Okay, got it. And like you then confessed not really saying any of the things we talked about uh-huh. and then just like kind of like, yeah, it's okay. So, okay, same page.
I just like when I go into conflict, I want to have the full context. I never want to accuse someone of doing something that they hadn't done. Uh-huh. And like if I haven't done my due diligence, I shouldn't be calling anyone out because like that's still on me to like learn more of the situation.
From somebody else, not them, of course, and then present them with it.
Well, yeah, because like it's 100%. Like I'm not accusing them. I just like want to collect the information. I want to mm-hmm. collect the little Easter eggs that mm-hmm. have been laid down for me.
Yeah.
And then just be like, approach the person still calmly. Like I would never hear something from someone else and like come in like guns ablaze and being like, yo, what the fuck? Like this person said this to me. Like I just want to know the context of potentially what was said uh-huh. so that I don't know. I just feel like you, and maybe this is like not the way you should approach this. And maybe this is terrible advice, but I feel like I would rather know as much context as I can to know if someone is telling me the truth as well too. If it aligns with everything that I know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just like not good at conflict and I'm fine like confronting someone, but I just want to know everything that there is to potentially know before going into battle. Uh-huh. And then I also want to prepare what I want to say and also potentially prepare for some of the replies that could happen so that I don't feel like I don't know what to say.
And back to the whole 4-day
thing. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you be a people pleaser.
Yeah. I'm exhausted just thinking about that. But great. I love that.
Which is like when someone like wrongly accuses you of something and like you have to like work your way backwards, like that fucking sucks.
It does suck.
And so this is probably like a fault of mine of just giving people the benefit of the doubt too often and wanting to, and that's I think part of like wanting to like collect all of the data is that maybe there's data that I haven't collected that is actually in favor of that person.
But maybe you could just go ask that person.
Yeah, but what if they lie to you?
Okay. Well, they lie to you.
But then I might not.
You know what? I don't want you to change. Listen, your ways are your ways. I think you should stick to them. I think it's great.
Oh, God. And that's how you be a people pleaser 101.
Deal. Okay. Do you think that you could be on the receiving end of a relationship filled with just deception in order to swindle you out of every dollar you've ever owned?
Like, I want to say no, but something about how gullible I am says that there's a small chance that that could happen.
I can see it as much as take out the fact that you have people that are professionally handling your money.
Yeah.
Then yes.
You know what though? I've never is that true though? I guess I have people give people money before.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a chance. There's a chance.
I don't think I'm susceptible to that, but maybe I am.
Maybe.
I don't know. So, okay. To context, what was someone like woke up one day and realized that their significant other had ran up at $600,000?
Yeah. So I saw the cut down of this. And so hopefully we're not just giving the cut down version, but we are going to give you the cut down version. Cause right. That's what I saw on Instagram. But, man, the Instagram coming out today.
Came out.
Yeah. Hate that.
What do you mean?
For me. No. It's great. I just feel like Instagram is just recycled TikTok content. You know what I mean? Yeah,
So when I see it on
Instagram, I'm like, ugh, I'm old.
Okay. Anyway, I mean, you could take one step further and just go to Facebook.
Okay. Well, it's not getting crazy.
I mean, Meta. Go ahead. So yeah, this dude was being told by his significant other that he was going, straight senile?
Yeah, so his wife was basically convincing him.
Did you find out how long they were together?
I think a decently long
Was this a long-term plan?
Oh wait, no, but he said that he had a new wife.
Well, now.
Now. So he had $600,000 in a savings account and she somehow convinced him and apparently drugged him though too. So that's a little more intense than gaslighting.
Right. Right.
Also, do you know the word gaslight came from a movie?
No.
In 1984, there's a movie called Gaslight, and that's where it came from.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Like we just pulled that out 5 years ago.
Yeah, literally. It came out of nowhere. The word gaslighting you hear all the fucking time. And I feel like maybe we just have a proper word for what that looks like in a relationship and friendship and stuff.
Also, what? Gaslighting.
Gaslight. Gaslight someone. I'm gonna find the Urban Dictionary of this. But yeah, so it was a movie called Gaslight.
Okay.
And there's actually a new show with Julia Roberts coming out called I can't remember if it's Gaslight Gaslitty. Or Gas. Gaslitty.
Gaslitty.
Gaslit. Yeah, with Julia Roberts. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What?
I have a lot more. Okay. Closer than I thought.
Sometimes we say Liddy is a titty.
Right.
So anyway, so the definition on Urban Dictionary.
Sometimes we say. Don't throw me out of this.
Gaslighting, a form of intimidation or psychological abuse, sometimes called ambient abuse, where false information is presented to the victim, making them doubt their own memory, perception, and quite often their sanity. The classic example of gaslighting is to switch something around in someone that you know they're sure to notice, but then deny knowing anything about it and to explain that they must be imagining things when they challenge these changes.
So a lot goes into this from the gaslighter.
It's so crazy that this is just a word that just got applied from a movie.
But this guy, that had to have been the premise, right?
No, it was. I think it was actually a girl who was getting the guy, her husband, to believe a whole bunch of stuff.
Ugh, another good king out there being taken down by a woman.
Jesus Christ.
Kidding.
You with your 95% podcast audience, that's female.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's usually women. But, there's two times in a row there, so we just really kicked in on that one. No, I feel like we have a lot of friends who have been in relationships who were very gaslighting.
The gaslightee or the gaslighter?
Yeah. Well, no. They were they were on the recipient end, right?
The gaslightee.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I feel like we even just know some. We're just what are you doing?
I know some gaslighters.
Gaslighters?
I know some gaslighters.
Is there any common denominator between gaslighters?
Borderline narcissism?
Okay. Yeah.
I was just thinking, I wonder if everyone's gaslit someone at some point.
I'm sure,
right?
Yes.
I feel like that would be too hard to not be true to say that everyone has gaslit someone at some point.
Okay, but so the crux of gaslighting is what? You some sort of conflict and then you just continue to throw more
it'd be at them? Kind of. So it's if we had a fight, right? Uh-huh. And I was so just say I didn't like tomatoes in my sandwich and you put tomatoes on my sandwich.
Okay.
And then we had a fight later about it. And I was like, I don't like tomatoes on my sandwich. And then you would try to convince me that there weren't actually tomatoes on my sandwich.
Oh.
Even though I know, and I ate and had to pick off the potato.
There weren't even gas. There weren't even tomatoes on that sandwich.
No. Oh, fuck.
that would be my take on it.
That would be your take on it. You're like, I didn't put.
Is there an example
know,
that has a slightly higher stakes, but that is pretty high because I don't like tomatoes.
Well, yeah. So I don't like tomatoes. So it's if I know for a fact that you put a tomato on my sandwich and then you try to convince me otherwise to make yourself be right.
I think it'd be great.
honestly, like, in, I am so gullible.
You pick this up. This is,
and you were such a good salesperson.
This is a great, yeah.
That this could be.
This is a great approach.
Yeah, this could really work for you.
Yeah,
this could be a good option.
I did clean it all. It was all clean. I don't know why that's there.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
before
I went to bed, this was all clean. This is now not clean. I don't have time right now, so you'll have to do this. But that's obviously a you thing.
Right. And so anyway, so I feel like it's become
Boost did it.
More prominent. This Boost doesn't even have thumbs, okay? You can't blame a papa with no thumbs.
He's a creative individual, but you're.
Moose has to go to.
We're just gonna move right from gaslighting into being held down by four people so he can get a child sized needle put into him.
Oh my God. Our dog is such a drama queen. It's like exhausting.
Who taught him that?
What?
Who taught him that?
Was it me?
You.
It could not be
you.
Me.
You.
It could not be
the
me.
The shit that I saw when I got here 4 years ago.
He's just a baby.
You.
He's just a baby.
He's perfect. But
he's just a baby.
Could use a little hardiness.
Moose has to get sedated to do a deep teeth cleaning, a deep nail trimmy trim or whatever, because he hates all of those things. And so
Moose hates any form of discomfort.
100%.
Despite how long it might be. 3 seconds, 3 years.
No. But it's also, and I know you're going to huff at this, but it also is the energy in the room, because he'll let me file his nails. Like when we're just sitting on the couch, but he just like doesn't like when he knows there's nail clippers in the room, he freaks out. So anyway, so Moose has to get sedated because he's five. You start going into like deep teeth cleaning so that their teeth can, you know, be healthy as they age, whatever. So before you get sedated, they have to do like precautionary blood work to make sure that you, all your vitals and stuff are good before you can be sedated.
Right.
And so we went to the vet to do blood work the other day. And because Moose has high vet anxiety, they prescribe us anti-anxiety medication. And so sometimes when Moose flies, especially when he was a puppy, like we would give him his prescription and it was just a little bit. And so they told me to triple that dose once the night before and then triple that dose once again the morning of.
So what, 6 times larger than any dose he's ever received?
Yes. In the span of about 12 hours.
For the 35-pound dog?
Right.
Right.
Moose was fucking zooted out of his mind.
He left on another planet. When I saw him in the car, you were carrying him to the car.
I carried him into the car. He was staggering around like a little drunk man, and he was zooted. We get into the vet. Things are fine. He gets a licky mat with some squeeze cheese. Things are going great. It's fine. We're like all sitting on the ground. It's me and two vet techs. And they were like, oh, do you want to come back with us while we do it? Like sometimes it's helpful. And I was like, yeah. I was like, do most people go back? And she was like, are you good with needles? And I was like, yeah, totally fine. So we go back and—
compared to most, you're great with needles.
Needles are not something that have ever bothered me before.
Oh, I don't like needles.
Yeah.
I don't like needles.
I don't mind needles.
Don't like needles.
Yeah, throwing up on the other hand, no go.
I always wanted to try heroin, but I could never do it. Kidding. For audio people, that's kidding. No, I genuinely, there's no world where I could ever put a needle in myself. Like if I had diabetes, you would need to be able to, like on call twice a day to like shoot insulin into me. There's no way.
Feels like a really expensive job that I would need a pay raise for.
Fine. I couldn't do it.
Anyways, so I was like, yeah, like I'm totally fine to come back, like if that's helpful. And so Moose, I'm not even kidding, the needle wasn't even near him. And Moose is like freaking the fuck out.
Did he like see it? Did he sense it?
He just senses it. He knows that something's about to happen. Mm. Like the premonition of
senses.
Like
yeah.
His Moose senses are tingling.
Yeah.
And like the vet techs were so nice and they're so sweet. And so like, I love our vet so much. Like it is literally the best place. They're so friendly and they're so great there. And like, I basically had to be like, Moose will freak the fuck out. He is so drugged up. And I don't know what else we could possibly do to like make this easier.
Where'd they shoot him?
In the back of the leg.
So like he doesn't really need to see it?
No, he can't even see it. He literally can't even see it. And so anyway, so we couldn't even put him on the table because he was freaking out so hard. And like, I feel bad because I which is like one of those moments where I wish he could speak English to be like, Moose, literally, this is the size of a teeny tiny little baby needle. Like you have fallen off very tall surfaces and you're completely fine. You yeet yourself over the couch and normally don't land. You know what I mean? Like his pain tolerance is normally totally fine.
Yeah.
It's like a cute little uncomfortable instance though that he freaks the fuck out. And so it took us 3 vet techs and myself, 4 people total for the, and I'm not kidding. I saw the blood coming out. There may be 4 seconds of blood withdrawn. Maybe 4 seconds.
Okay, I don't like needles. I'm not that bad.
He was screaming bloody murder. Like not barking, scream. Like he does a scream when he gets really excited too. And like when we go to the beach, he screams.
Yeah,
and
so he screams.
He's just a screaming dog kind of. And so like, it's not uncommon. And like he screams sometimes when he's happy, when he's angry, you know what I mean? It's a, It's got a spectrum of screaming.
Well, the problem is it's so disruptive that every person around you is looking at you like you're obviously beating your dog.
Oh my God, obviously.
And also when it's like annoyingly cute when we're, you know, he's having a good time,
yes,
screaming at the beach. You're like, we're not beating him. It's okay.
Yes.
He likes it.
Yes.
This is probably less cute.
Yes, 100%. And I'm sure like the vet techs are thankful for me being like, hey, he's gonna scream and you just gotta kind of hold him down because I know this isn't actually hurting him.
I feel like I should probably go to this next time. I feel like you're not made for holding moves.
I wasn't holding moves. They told me to stick the licky mat in front of his face, which he had no interest in that right moment. The only time he said no to food ever was in that moment.
To be fair, if I'm about to get my blood drawn, I don't really want food either.
Yeah, no, totally. I get that. Yeah, but he was screaming and thrashing before the needle was even near him.
Okay.
And so anyway, so.
Reminds me of my eyes.
Yeah. Who he fucking gets it from is you.
Trying to put some eye drops in
there. Yeah, he sees you thrashing before an eye drop.
Ain't gonna happen.
Like father, like son.
I want to produce my own tears. I don't want tears to fall into my eyes.
Right. Yeah, totally. Totally.
I don't plan on changing anytime soon.
Right. You reminded me of something though when you said meta. So we went to the Rolling Stone did an issue. And I'm confused how Meta was involved in this because they had.
Paid partnership.
Oh, it was a paid partnership for the magazine covers?
Yeah.
Because Bella Porsche is on the front of it, who is a TikToker. And then Jimmy, Mr. Beast, is on the inside, who's a YouTuber. So it was like, where does Meta fit into this?
Yeah, hard to say.
I mean, I guess they're both.
Probably on Facebook.
On Facebook and Instagram. So I guess that makes sense. But I was just like confused because that wasn't both of their like native platforms.
It was like the creator issue.
It was a creator issue.
Yeah.
And so Rolling Stone and Meta threw this big ass party at this. It was called an estate. The Hearst Estates.
Right.
And it was the most wild venue ever. Oh my God, it was fucking huge. It was basically
$87 million.
$87 million. It's basically a castle.
Yeah. By the way, after seeing it, not sure I'd pay $87 million for that.
I definitely would not pay $87 million for that.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Okay, yes, because the daughter of.
Wait, okay, why is it famous?
Okay, so the Hearst family, Hearst Magazines, Hearst Publications is like where right the family name is from. But his daughter, right? Something about his daughter getting kidnapped and then no? Oh, the Godfather was filmed there?
Got it. What were you thinking?
What am I thinking? No, my mom was telling me about something. Okay, wait, please hold. There's something about the daughter being kidnapped and then, okay. Okay, so Patty Hearst is the granddaughter of American media magnate William Randolph Hearst. She's well known of the world because of her kidnapping in 1974 by the Liberation Army or SLA and the events that followed after it. There have been several movies made on it.
So the Gettys and the Hearsts had a grandchild abducted?
Yeah, except for she, I think, had done some really fucked up shit, and then they tried to. Okay, wait, hang on.
We're just speculating.
Yeah, I'm just completely. Oh, yeah. She had Stockholm syndrome or something. I don't know. It was a whole situation.
But that was not anywhere. That wasn't where we were this weekend.
No. That is her family's place.
Right, but is that where she was kidnapped from?
Oh, I don't know if she lived there or not.
Got it. Okay.
This is just the Hearst family estates.
Okay,
and
got it.
Patty Hearst was the one who had Stockholm syndrome and was kidnapped and was part of the SLA. That does sound like a movie. I'm sure there's many movies.
Definitely. I also think that like that's probably an accomplishment when you're so rich that people want to steal your grandchildren.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I would be scared at how much you would empty out your pockets for moose in a kidnap situation.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
It'd be all.
It's probably a liability. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's literally everything.
We need like stolen dog insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
You'd be like, where's the FBI? Why aren't they here?
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Where the fuck with the FBI? Yeah.
Right.
What, where are they?
Where's Biden? This is the real news.
Yeah. This is everything. Get the Obamas, the Bidens, get everyone.
Right. Well, I'll call Michelle.
Okay,
we're boys now.
Yeah, your buddies.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this estate was just crawling with every TikToker you've ever seen ever.
There was one of the first times where I was like, I feel like I don't know many people here.
Yeah.
And it's not because I don't think everyone probably has a large number next to name on whatever platform. It's like, no, they're just young.
It was a lot of like the newer generation of social media people, basically.
Well, also like, I think that, I mean, like going back to the whole like being famous to be famous, like whole idea, like I think a lot of people before were like, this is their niche. This is their thing. This is what they do. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, well, what are you doing? It's like, well, I just like am famous. Why?
You know what's so interesting about the TikTok algorithm is that I had this call with TikTok the other day and here's a little nugget of TikTok insider info. Ooh. Is that every single upload is basically weighed completely separately and individually from any other upload you've ever done.
Interesting.
And so with YouTube, that's a complete fucking opposite.
Right.
Like every video you've ever uploaded affects your next upload.
Right.
Which is very scary. And that's like a big part of like why.
Which can be good or bad.
Which can be good or bad. Right. But it's like, it's always like why the algorithm, people always talk about the algorithm because there's so much pressure around right. it. Because that really is a big part of it. Where it's like with TikTok, I could literally make 10 videos and every single video could be a different niche. And the algorithm values each video separately, completely separate.
There's smarter people than me that put that together.
And they are in China at ByteDance.
Well said. Well said.
But I was like, that's, and that's why like, I think TikTok is, that's where I always tell new creators to go. Is it because like you have the biggest shot of like finding an audience via TikTok because of shit like that. Like that's so bomb. And so when I see all these new creators, obviously it makes me feel washed up and old, but I'm like happy for them.
I'm like super happy for you. I'm glad it's like working for you. I'm like happy for you.
Oh my God. This was like such like a, not like a backhanded compliment, but this girl came to me and she was like, I just want you to know that you're a legend. And at first I was like, oh my God, that's so nice. And I was like, wait.
Just wait till they call you a living legend. Why wouldn't I be living?
Is there a rumor that I'm dead?
It probably is.
But it was so nice. And then it was one of those things that like circled back in my brain a few hours later. And I was like,
just take the compliment.
No. It was like so nice. Like she was so nice.
You're a legend. That's how long you've been around.
To be a legend. Like the fucking Loch Ness monster.
Did you need help?
Like
out?
A legend.
Yeah. Did you need help walking outside?
Yeah.
Like, did you need, is everything okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We have some seating over here.
Thank you so much for my legend ass to sit.
I will say, I wonder like at what point in time you're gonna be like, I'm not going to that party anymore.
Let's say I feel like a VidCon.
Yep, what was that?
Yep, so that happens.
Got it.
But there's a price for everything. You know, if VidCon was like actually paying their creators, might go.
Okay. Well, let's end on that note. Now that you've trashed Viacom. any other thoughts? Closing thoughts? Wishful thoughts?
Oh, one of the dogs that I follow actually literally had to clear up another rumor for like the fifth time. Like to be like, hey, there's a rumor going around that I'm dead. I'm not dead. Here I am to say again that I'm not dead.
Or the dogs?
Yeah, one of the dogs I follow, Pupper Nelson.
Was that famous? That they someone is making fake death?
I guess, yeah.
People need hobbies.
People need hobbies.
I just want to know.
Like Cal said, get a hobby. Good night, love ya.
Good night, guys.